first start off thanking the fans just for an incredible environment tonight. We've had some great family nights here over the years, but I think this one clearly stands out. Obviously the addition of the south end zone, just the excitement, the atmosphere that was created, I can't say enough about what it does for our football team as far as getting ready to play games. I mean, it was truly a game environment tonight. I don't think anybody in our league can say that after having a scrimmage. So I definitely want to thank them. With that, I'll take your questions.
Any injuries besides, I saw Ryan Taylor get carted off.
Yeah, Ryan Taylor's the only injury I have for you. And, they're still looking at him. I haven't made it to the training room yet.
So what do you make of the night that Mason Crosby had?
Well, I mean, Mason Crosby is competing for a job on our football team like everybody else, and he definitely didn't take a step in the right direction with his performance. So that's what family night scrimmage is for. It'll be evaluated, and he's definitely got to do better than that because that's not going to cut it.
So you need to feel the atmosphere, but what about tonight maybe felt different than years past?
Well, the weather, number one, so it was great to have a good night of weather. But this is a special crowd. I mean, this crowd's different than any other crowd that we have the opportunity to compete in front of. And it starts when you show up, pulling into the players' lot, and just the amount of children and kids and families. It's a whole different environment. You won't see that many waves. The number of waves, the fans do tonight will probably match as much as you'll see in three or four games. So it's just a great atmosphere. It's great to see all the kids out there.
Mike, to follow up on the kicking situation, Tavecchio, obviously he made 5 of 6 at the end, but he just squeaking a few of those in there, 53, hit the bottom crossbar. Does he have distance to go beyond that, or are you kind of concerned that once he gets 50?
Well, Giorgio's distance definitely has improved since the spring. I think he's done a very good job of that. And, I thought he hit a couple nice kickoffs too, particularly with the height. But, the kickers, the quarterbacks, the defensive line all the way through. We're about winning and quality of play. And we'll evaluate this tape, and our skill position guys are evaluated. Their fundamentals are broken down. And obviously, how they hit the ball or how they throw the ball, how they catch the ball, that's all part of the evaluation process.
You gave Coleman an environment down there, but when you're down there on the field, can you tell a difference having the south end zone addition as far as noise, just the feel and goal of the players when you're down there?
That's I understand your question. I'll probably have to answer that and we play Washington. It's different. It's different during the sure. It's always different during the preseason. I couldn't tell you, but I mean, I would say yes, it's different, So.
BJ, can you talk about his picks, especially the one in the end zone?
Well, I thought the first one was poor. I had a chance to talk to him, and the second one was a jump ball. So and really didn't give him a chance. I mean, he did some good things, but the two turnovers, it was obviously the black eye for BJ Coleman.
Eddie Lacy downhill a
little bit tonight. I thought Eddie ran the ball well. I thought I thought James Starks had some good runs. Alex had a nice one there, and Jonathan. I was pleased with the way the offense ran the ball, and it'll be curious to see how the decision making was for the backs. So I thought the running game was productive, and I thought the backs made good decisions from what I saw.
Did you feel like pretty fluid?
I'm sorry, what was the first part of your question?
First drive on the night.
Yes. Well, we're in a no-huddle situation with that first drive, and I thought the command was excellent. The adjustments that Aaron made at the line of scrimmage, he kept us in clean plays all the way through. The ball distribution really just went that way for Randall. So we didn't come into the family night scrimmage and target any particular player. It was really about running schemes to let our players play. This is a player evaluation opportunity. This really wasn't trying to beat the offense or defense schematically.
What did you think of Harold tonight?
I'm sorry?
Harold, what did you think?
Graham? I thought Graham played very well. I thought he did a good job. And was it the first drive? Went in there, played well. Had the long drive on the one defense. And Yeah, I thought he did a lot of good things. I thought he was very composed. He distributed the ball. Had a number of checks at the line of scrimmage. I thought Graham Harrell had a good night.
Mike, you were down on the field where you could see what Crosby's kicks looked like. Is he hitting them solidly? Are they just floating?
I'll save this really for my conversation with Mason. I think there's, you know, just from a fundamental standpoint, he's got to do better than that.
Not to oversimplify, but is it down to Bakhtiar against
Marshall? I'm sorry?
Is it down to Bakhtiar against Newhouse at right tackle?
We'll see. I mean, we'll evaluate this tape. I don't want to roll out Don Barclay, but, you know, we're also trying to do more with Don. And it's, you know, it's one of those things where you have to give Don a lot of credit because it's what's best for the team or what's best for the offensive line unit, that he's versatile. But, you know, we're not letting him just line up and play right tackle, kind of like we are with Marshall.
Mike, on the flip side of the interception,
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anytime you see your DBs compete in a one-on-one situation and go up and get the football, that's exactly what it's about. Because, you know, that's the thing about playing corner in this league. You can't, you know, you're not going to be covered up very long or too often. So it's a one-on-one battle out there in space. So, I mean, it was a great job by both those guys, especially scoring with the football. And we do a very good job of that here, and our guys are into it. And then, you know, it was a big play for our defense. I couldn't tell you. I didn't see it, so I have to watch the video.
Mike, is what Eddie Lacy did today sort of a progression that you've seen over the past week or so? Past couple days or so?
I think Eddie's definitely picked it up here the last 3 or 4 days. You know, this is our longest stretch of practices in a row, and, you know, it's important for guys to, you know, take that step, and he's definitely getting more and more comfortable with the things we're doing, and he's had a productive 3 days.
Marius Hines, he got some looks tonight. Can you tell me what you see in that player, please?
I couldn't really. I mean, I got to watch the video. I don't have a good read. I stood behind the offense the whole time.
I could Barkley work in guard, too.
Yeah, center and guard primarily is what Don's working. You know, he started off the week early in the install process. I want to say first three installs, he worked center and right tackle, as I spoke on in here. So, and then we start working center and guard.
Thank you.